We looked at this yesterday morning.
Nimina khane hi katento.
And notice it says here in verse 25, great multitudes were going along with him.
Chuan bung song pali chang samni panga khan tin mi pui tam taka hena an kalvea ti chuan ani chu a hoya an hena.
And if you were here yesterday, we saw these three pictures that Jesus used.
Nimina khan helai huna hian lali suan thil pathum en tira tumte kan ngai tua hova.
Jesus spoke in verse 28 and 29 about a man who began to build a tower and didn't complete it.
Nimina khan la hei chang samni pariata mi pakhatin in sakatuma ma se asak zo thei talo ang sela ti kan ngai tha.
Then he spoke about a battle in verse 31 where you don't have as many soldiers as the enemy.
Ti chuan chang samthum pakhata hian lal pakhatin sipai ato turte zat amel mang zat sipai nei lo thu kan ngai tha poka.
And then he spoke about the quality of our life by using the picture of salt in verse 34.
Sang samthum palia kan nunna le ti ang ani thu kan ngai tha poka.
Now in what connection was he using these pictures?
Heng khil pathum te engen ti na man nge ni le.
What was his subject?
Engen ye thil tum a subject tu.
We read in verse 26.
Sang samni paruka
telling us how we could be disciples.
Saitin nge isa zui tu kan ithayang.
He said if you come to me and you don't hate your father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters and your own life, you cannot be my disciple.
Tu po kan he na lokal chuan apa te anu te anu pui te apa te aunau te afarnu te amanu ne lampo ahuat lo chuan ka jitir ni theilawang yenia.
You cannot be my disciple.
Hemiani lo chuan ka jirtiri ni thelo atia.
And again in verse 27 he said, if you don't carry your cross and come after me, you cannot be my disciple.
Sang samni pasari kan muang hian tu po mani cross po mi zui lo apiang chu ka jirtiri ni thelo bang atia.
And in verse 33 he said, none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions.
Ituan tang samthum pathuma hian chutiang bokin nangni jinga hian tu po anei zong zong kalsan lo piang chuka de tiena de thelawang yelo
thailia. There in those three verses Jesus laid down three conditions.
Ituan he tang pathuma hian lali suan azir ti de tu tuan thil pathum aphut aom kan hu theya.
It's like if you want to join the army, they may have certain conditions.
Sipai apo hian chang du tai la thil zom tu kan neya.
They'll check your height, they'll check your education qualification.
Isan zong an lo tenga iri zong ten lo pu kanga.
And if any one of those qualifications you fail, you can't join the army.
Chung te chu i lo tin lo chuan sipai i chang thei lo bani.
Spiritually, Jesus is also gathering an army to fight Satan.
Chutiang bok chuan iso hian sarau lama Satan do turin asipaite alavea.
Not everybody wants to be in that army.
Anvai mi zong zong hian sipaitan andu lo theya.
Not everybody wants to be a disciple.
Tin mi zong zong hian zui tu dik tak ni pon du lo theya.
I was saying the other day how Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Amalama khan lak ai pe kin luk khong nei jok ti ka sai taw kha.
As human beings we are happier to receive rather than to give.
A mi khing re reng hian thil don hi nuam kan ti ya va pek swa lamai hian.
If you were to ask yourself this question, am I happier to receive a gift or to give a gift?
Chuan ki mari han in zo tai la thil don hi nge nuam kan ti thil pek swa lampang hi.
And we all, if we are truthful, we will say, I feel happier to receive a gift.
Diktak suan sai duila thil don lampang hi nuam kan ti zong suani.
But that is because we have got this nature of Adam that we have inherited.
Hey atan chu adama changa ziak ha kan don ani bang ani ya.
That is the reason why we as human beings are so unhappy.
Chu wang chuan yang hai mi thing de reng hi kan him lo e em hi.
Because Jesus said you'll be more happy when you learn to give.
Atan zu yi suan thil pek thua lam a khan in him na om zo kan ti min se tira.
Now we can apply the same thing to God.
Hey po hi pa thien lam a chu the o me.
I can receive from God and I can give to God.
Tia bok san pathian atang thil ka dong theya pin pathian he na ka pele thei boka.
If I only receive
adon lam ringot kha tum tai la
and I don't give
pele vele talo vila
I will die spiritually.
Sarao lama chuan ka thi don ani.
It's like a sea into which all the water flows and it doesn't flow out.
Tui phin dia dang teu hian lui zong so luang lu ta ma se luang chuak le lo ang hian.
After some time that sea will become full of stagnant dead water.
Engam on nuwa chuan kha tui pho kha aluan chua lo wangin alo bol lo ta vek theya.
So when we come to Jesus we need to ask ourselves why are we coming.
Lali suan hena kan lokal hian eng vanga lokal nge kan ni ti ke ma ni zo tila.
Am I coming only to receive?
Thil dong tu ringatin mal sam dong tu ringatin ka lokal em ni.
Or to give.
Nge ni apek swa ve tu min.
Supposing we announced that this morning we are going to have a healing meeting.
Entinan tu kin zinga hian ti dam na rong bol la kanai don tin lo puang lo tai la.
Jesus will heal the sick.
Isuain dam lo te hati dama.
There'll be many more people at the meeting.
Mitam tak heta hen lokal belin keringa.
Because everybody wants to receive something from the Lord.
Atan su mitam tak hian pathian ne nalpa ne rang thil don an du phang ania.
But when we say we're going to have a meeting to teach people how to follow the Lord or to give something to the Lord, not so many people are interested.
So the royal chuan pathian he na pathian he na kan zui dan tu le ki ma ni tanga luang chuak ve tu lam sai don tai la mi tam tang lo kan lo wanga.
So I want to tell you a simple secret of the Christian life.
Tu na hian christian nu na thuru se chu ka duwa.
If you only think of getting from God you will never be happy.
Pathian he na tanga adon lam ringot in thir chuan in lim thei la wang.
After we get we must learn to give to God.
Thil kan don chuan pek thua dan kan thir tel ve turani.
Not primarily money but our life.
Paisa lampang chau hiani lo he kan nun nange ya po hi.
So when we talk about discipleship we are not thinking of getting, we are thinking of giving.
Lali swa zui tu ti kan han soi hian thil don lam ain pek thua lam hi kan ngai poi mo ania.
Now if all of us were to examine our past life
kan zawa hian kan nun kal to te hanin thir le tila,
we will have to acknowledge that we have received much from the Lord.
Pathian he na tanga mal som na kan ton tam zia kan in the thei che o me.
God has given us health.
Pathian in si se le min pe ya.
He has given us an education so that we can read the Bible in our own language.
Le kha zir the na min pe ya Bible he ke mani trong ngai in kan han siar the ya.
He has given us forgiveness of sins.
Suwal ngai dam na min pe ya.
Maybe you have received the Holy Spirit.
Sarao kiang limpo kan dong ani theye.
And so many blessings in your home.
Amal sam na tam takai mali illama po kan donga.
Now when we have received so much from God.
Heng song so hi patien he na kan don lai hian.
What have we given back?
Enge patien he na ipek let ve le le.
Is it only a little bit of money in the bag?
Poisak len te sao em mi.
God is not looking for that first of all.
Pathian in khalam kha a thir lo.
He is looking for our life.
Kan nun na.
He Jesus wants us to follow him.
Isua Christian amanun kong zui turin min dua.
First we believe in Jesus Christ.
Amma sabrin lali isua su kan ringa.
Then we are called believers.
Ituan ring tu di kan dia.
Then we follow Jesus Christ and we become disciples.
Tuan lali isua kan han akal na pong kan han zui hian isua zui tu kan lo niya.
Now Yesterday we were speaking about this first picture about the building with the foundation and the superstructure.
Nimin jing khan hey in satu anga athan lung phum chau phum chung chang thu kan ngai sa hawa.
If you believe in Jesus Christ, you got a foundation.
Lali suat Christai in rin chuan in nga than a foundation le ang kan nia.
That is very important and that is the beginning.
So so apoi mo e ma ain tran natur po ani.
When you follow Jesus Christ, then you build the building, the superstructure.
Mase lali suat in lau zui hian kha in khain lau sapum chau don ta ni.
So in your life, if you believe in Jesus but you don't follow Jesus in your daily life, you're like a person without a house.
So watan lal isuai in rin chawa ama in zui si lo chuan in satu a in sa zo lova anga than chau sa zo ang khai niang.
Yesterday I was saying how God told 32,000 people in Gideon's army, most of them, to go back home.
Nimina khan Gideon ho ing thum le sang ni ral dau ngam lo kho a ho ti le tung tang ka soi kha.
He selected only 300 people and said, we will defeat the enemy with these 300.
Ato pa chuan mi za thum so a thang a heng ne hian he ma chu kan he don ani a tia.
No, it is the same today.
Tu tiang dai upok chuan
that God cannot fight against the devil with believers.
Pathian hian ring tu ringot nen hian chuan mel ma hian thau tak tak thelawa,
but with disciples
ama tu iswa zui tu tak tak tene nen mel ma.
If you want to be useful to God,
pathian ta na trang kai ini du chuan,
you must decide that you will be a disciple.
Lal iswa zui hi itum tu rani.
Otherwise, if we are only a believer and not a disciple, we'll be like the salt, which is useless.
Lali suwa ring tu ringot lali suwa zui tu ini thi lo chuan chi dato kan sa yang khai niang.
We can use another picture.
Hetia hian lo te kin leila.
You know the difference between a child and a grown up son?
Nau pang le hui ling hi adang lam nei the awme.
If a father has got a business and is running a shop,
apa kha nin sum don na don aneya.
And when he has to go out somewhere, he tells his 4-year-old son, please sit here and look after the shop.
Tichuan ajin chuang tawna apapa kum li lek min hena kan mama hi ka taw hilo en kol ro atia.
How long will that 4-year-old son sit in the shop?
Ha kum li mi lek kha taw han eng sin nge chuta in rin.
After a little while, some of his friends will come and say, let us play, and he'll go leave the shop and go.
Hun rei lo te khana chian ten lo kala kal ro in sia mangan tianga dor kha chu thana kal bo mai don ani.
Because he's a child.
Athan chu nau pangala ni ba ani.
But if that father puts his 24-year-old son in the shop,
so am kha pa khan a pa pakum som ni pali mi kha dor nga tir ta sela,
and this grown up son's friends come to call him,
ithuan kha afa pachian te kha dora local chela ron kouta chela,
he will say, I can't go, I have some responsibility here, I have to look after the shop.
Kha afa pa zo khan chuan a he dor nga nga ya ka chua san the lo atiang.
You see the difference between a child and a son.
Chu han ngai tua ta ula nau pang le puitling in an lo na chuin the thei awme.
A child has no sense of responsibility.
Nau pang khan chuan mo phur na lak ta na thiam lo ba
towards his father's work.
Appa sa thoen kol dui dur khan.
A son has got a sense of responsibility towards his father's work.
Afa upa zo khan chuan appa na en kol dan dur kha mo phurna la kiyama.
When Jesus was 12 years old,
Isu ha kum som pa ni khan
told Joseph and Mary, I have to be about my father's business.
E Mary le Joseph an na khan appa na pathian ni na om tu thu wa hila.
Now, when it comes to food being given at the table, the father gives food to children and to sons equally.
Ichuan sopek tur alone ichuan anpa khan kha nau bang te deu le lian te fa ten han so in anga pe ya.
When the father buys clothes, he buys clothes for the small children and the grown up sons.
In korpo vale sakta sela a phanau bang deu le au pa deu tan khan le sak khoba.
But when it comes to a sense of responsibility in the shop, only the grown up sons can do that. Now, in the church, there are two types of believers. There are some who are like children, there are some who are like grown up sons. Those who are like children, they have no sense of responsibility towards God's work. They come like the children to the table to eat and to enjoy themselves. But they don't have a sense of responsibility towards God's work. So we see that there is a difference between just being a believer and being a disciple. A disciple is not a child, he's a son.
Now,
you can ask yourself, every Sunday you pray the Lord's Prayer. What is the first request in the Lord's Prayer? Is it like this? Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Is that the first request? No. The first request is, hallowed be thy name. Give us this day our daily bread comes much later. So the first request is not concerning me, it's concerning God's name. Now, when we are children or believers, when we pray, we will only be thinking about ourselves. You can easily find out whether you are a child or a son. Whether spiritually you're a baby or a grown up person. The church is full of many babies. Just because you've sat in the church for 20 years doesn't mean you are a grown up person. There are some children who have brain damage, mental retardation, and even though they are 20 years old, they behave like a 2-year old. So just think, if you had 10 children and all of them were mentally retarded and behaving like 1-year-old children? How sad you will be. You have 10 children. But the 20-year-old and the 18-year-old and the 16-year-old all are mentally retarded. They're all like babies in the house. That is the condition of most churches. So many believers. But they are spiritually babies. They haven't grown up. You can't send a baby to join the army to fight the enemy. And God can't send you to fight Satan if you are still a baby. We must grow up to become disciples. Jesus said again and again to people, follow me. We believe in him, but we must also follow him.
Ama kha kan ringa chu mai ka ta lo ama kan zui del tu ra ni.
So in the Lord's Prayer, the first request is hallowed be your name.
Lang song tai na hian am ma sa be su i ming zam ro se i kha ni ya.
That means in the heart of a disciple, the first desire is God's name must be glorified.
Ituan isa zui tu thin lunga chuan angai poimo masak berzu ming zam ro se ti khani.
How many of you really pray that prayer?
Kha tong tai na kha kan jing a hian ti tak zin eng zat nge tong tai ang yo.
To repeat it like a parrot on Sunday morning is very easy.
Empty nan a savatong thiang mai pathian ni jing a piang a he tong tai na tong soi non he all khop mai.
You can teach a parrot to repeat the Lord's Prayer.
Empty nan vaki khoi po hi lal tong tai na soi tur hena jir tir thaya.
Or you can speak the Lord's Prayer into a tape and play the tape every morning.
Or enge mo ani lo phone tape pa hin oin khung thaya lal tong tai na in play non thaya.
And you switch on the tape in the morning.
Tanjinga kan in han meta
and it starts.
So in hal mai tikhan.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Kan pa pa na mi hing zam ro se di kha so in hal mai.
It's just a tape.
San su khol hai tape pa mi ani wang ania.
And we can also repeat it like a tape.
Su tiang dai ubok chuan ke ni pen kan soi non thaya.
But when we say something, we must mean it.
Ma se thil kan sa hian kan ti tak tak tu ra niya.
In Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament,
thu thil tu a khan,
that's after the book of Proverbs,
thu fing de nu a khan.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5,
thu thil tu bunga,
it says in verse 2,
sang ya,
don't be hasty in your words to bring up a matter in the presence of God, for God is in heaven and you are on the earth, therefore let your words be few.
Ika chuman ho su se pathian ma thu eng po thak chuak turin ithin lung po man ho su se pathian chu wa na mania nang chu le omini ya chu wa chuan ithu po nem ro se.
It says be very careful when you speak your words to God.
Pathian ne thui soi ni fim khur le tur ni ti min ko ho.
Don't be in a big rush to say things.
Man ho re reng su thui soi donin.
That means think about what you say.
Isai tur kha hun agin ngai to ha.
It says in verse 4, when you make a vow to God, pay it.
Sang lia hian pathian ne thu i tiam chuan ngai tha su atia ni.
And verse 5, it is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay.
Sanga kan huang hian thu tiam ma hen si lo ai chuan tiam lo 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 i ta na cha zo.
That means don't say something easily to God without thinking.
Pathian ne hen ngai tu a siang lo in thil soi mai mai su.
Don't say to God, Lord, I'll give you all this if you don't really want to give it.
Pathian ne hen lal pa hei zong zong he garon peng se tin ngai tu a siang lo in soi lo wang.
We have to be very careful what we say to God.
Pathian ne kan thil soi kan tim thure mem thure ri.
Further in verse 6, don't let your speech make you sin before God. And don't say afterwards that it was a mistake. Now let us apply these words to the Lord's Prayer. We are coming before God, all of us.
Pathian ma kan lo kala kan
pa. And we say our Father who art in heaven.
Kan pa pa na mi kan tia.
My first request is hallowed be your name.
Apoi mo ber su i ming zam ro se.
Don't say it if it doesn't come from your heart.
I thin lung chung ta ka changa a local aron omani lo chan soi su.
Don't say words to God which don't come from your heart.
I thin lung chung a changa ron chuang ni lo ka hian pathian na thu soi mai mai su.
Is that really your desire? Do you really want God's name to be glorified? Do you pray that only in the meeting or do you also pray it at home? See, there is a lot of difference between a prayer that comes from our lips and a prayer that comes from our heart.
kan huwe chang mai chong chai na le kan thin lung chung tak tak chong chai na hisu dang lam na na sa ta ko mani.
I'm trying to show you the difference between a believer and a disciple.
Tuna hian ring tu ti le iswa zui tu ti dang lam na hisu ka dua.
Between babies and sons.
Nau sen le hui ling dang lam na.
A believer prays with his lips.
Ring tu chuan a muay chang hen tong chaya.
A disciple prays from his heart.
Azui tu iswa zui tu tak ka thin lunga chang tong chaya.
For example,
and then nam
I know when I was a little boy my parents taught me to pray the Lord's prayer.
Kanu le ka pai lal tong chai hi min dir ti ra.
So every morning when I was a little boy, when I got up, I used to kneel down by my bed and say our Father who art in heaven, the Lord's prayer.
Zing tin ka thaw lim hian khumbula ka thing thia kan pa wa na mi tin ka tong chai chei na ni.
That was good.
Tu tu thil sa da ka ni.
But I didn't mean it from the heart.
Pasai ka tin lung chung khan lal tong chai na ka lo sei lo ba.
After I learned it by heart, it would just come out automatically without even thinking.
Are nu ka bai hat ka thiet nu phei chuan ngai tua me lo khana lo chuak zung zung taw mai ya.
And I think with many of us that is true.
Tsu kei mani tam tak poi kan ni karing.
Now we have said it so many times that we can speak it out even if we are half asleep.
Mut tsu chung deu thaw po hen kan sai thei taw me lai chong sai nei kan se ne taw.
But a disciple will pray it from his heart.
Ma sai iswa zui tu zan athin lung chu tang in thu so yang.
I'll give you an example of a prayer that comes from the heart.
Tin lung chu trong trai dang lam na.
Supposing your child is very seriously sick in the hospital.
And they not in fa ha dambar na ta kina oma.
And the doctors are saying it's a very serious sickness.
Doctor khana in adam lo na po an na he mai thia.
How will you pray?
Ai tin ngai trong trai ang.
How will you pray for that child?
Su in fa ta zai ngai tin ngai trong trai ang.
Will you pray for that child in the same way that you say the Lord's prayer in the church meeting?
Lal trong trai na pia kina in sai ang mai hian in trong trai nin ringem patian pa.
Will you in a half sleepy way say yes our Father in heaven please heal my child?
Mut chuak deu trong hian aw lal pa khoi ta kin ka fai ron ti dam ro in ti mai ngem.
No,
in ti lawang.
It'll be with all your heart.
In tin lung zong song nin trong
trai. Oh Father, please heal my child.
Olal pa khongai takin ka sai han ti damro
in tiang. There'll be a cry that comes from the heart.
In tin lung chu tang yin ao chua kang.
That is real prayer.
Tu tu trong trai na tak tak chu ni.
But what we say in the meeting on Sundays, hallowed be thy name, those are just words.
Pathian ni ya lal trong trai na i ming zom ro se kan ti hi su mu ye tang mai lo ka la lo ni.
But when we become disciples,
Isa zui tu in lo ni chuan,
even the prayer hallowed be thy name becomes as intense as Lord heal my child.
Isa zui tu tak tak in lo ni chuan i ming zom ro se han ti po hi in fa dam lo in trong tai ang lu khan thin dung chu ta lo chuan.
As much as I want my child to be healed, I want the Lord's name to be glorified.
Ka fa dam lo dam na tur ka trong trai ang lu khan pathian ming zaom turin ka trong trai ang.
In other words, the desire for God's name to be glorified comes right from my heart.
Lal pa ming soi moi tura ka aw na ka thin lung chu ka tang ani chuak tonga.
And there will be a cry in the heart of every disciple.
Isu azui tu zong song ta thin lung tang khan
khian khan ani chuak. God, your name is not being glorified in Aizawl.
Lalpai ningi aizola hian soi moi na bom love kan tianga.
Many of our young people are on drugs.
Kanau lei ro tam tak lai dam doi lama an oma an
dia. Many people who call themselves Christians in high positions in the government are corrupt.
Sarkar officer lian tak tete lahi an nun hi thiang lim siwa.
They call themselves Christians.
Ma se Christian ti siya.
The name of Jesus is being dishonored.
Lali suam mingi soi sia tian mani wang hena oma.
Lord, glorify your name.
Lalpa hing zam ro se.
Lord, the church is dead. The church needs to be revived.
Lalpa kan ko thadi lo muthu zo ta ti har kan ngai ni.
Let your name be glorified.
Hing zam ro se.
Send a fire into the church.
Ko thana hian itharau thiang lim mei ron ti Allah.
That is the cry in the heart of a disciple.
The
name of Jesus must be honored.
People
who take the name of Jesus must not be corrupt. People who take the name of Jesus must not be impure. People who take the name of Jesus must not take bribes. And the disciple is concerned. The name of Jesus is dishonored in Aizawl.
And
he prays, Father, hallowed be your name. That is a real prayer. It's not like a tape recorder coming out of his mouth.
It's
from deep down in his heart. You see how there are very few disciples. Most people are happy just to get. How unhappy you will be. In the same way, when God looks down at us,
He is
our Father, we are His children, and He sees so many of His children just like babies. Don't you think God is sad? Why are these children like babies? Why aren't they growing up? That is because the devil has deceived us. The devil says, don't follow Jesus. Because you can't enjoy the world then. See, most believers are like people who got their foot in two boats. Now, if one boat is going this way and another boat is going the other way in the river, and I have got one foot in this boat and the other foot in that boat, what will happen to me? This boat will go this way, and that boat will go that way, and I will fall in the river. That is how many believers are. They are not 100% for God, they are not 100% for the world. Now, the worldly people who live 100% for the world, they have got both their foot in one boat. They say, we tell lies, we cheat, we take bribes, we are here to make money, that's all. We don't believe in God or Christ or salvation or any such thing. Our holy aim in life is to make money and to enjoy ourselves. They don't have one foot in the boat called the church.
No,
both their feet are in the boat called the world. And they are very happy. They are going in that direction. And in this other boat of real disciples who have got both their feet in the boat of discipleship and say, we want to live 100% for God. We want to give up all sin. We don't want any worldly habit in our life. We want to live all our life for God. They've also got both their feet in that boat. But most of the other believers, they've got one foot there and one foot here.
And
many of us are like that. You are not 100% for God.
pathian tan en za za inin pe bok si lawa
and you are not 100% for the world
hovel tan en inin pe phal vek bok si lawa
you are maybe 50% for god and 50% for the world
pathian tan san venin pa in pe hovel tan san venin pe
or 25% for god and 75% for the world
emo pathian tan za sam ni pangain pe za sam sari panga tu hovel la main
10% for god and 90% for the world
tin emo so za som kha pathian tan za som bua kha vel tan ani theya
it's true
jesu adikani
you may be spending more time watching television than reading the bible and christian books
bible chiar ai hian tv ma in tam zo po ni theya ni
that's very sad
jesu
you spend
alungai thak le
2-3 hours watching those useless sexy violent movies on the television
darkar nite darkar thumte tv ma a insualate mi patte thenalam chalau taka omkha in ena
and pollute your mind
in thin lung inti bolwa
and you have 5 minutes to read the bible
minit nga so bible chenan huin manga
don't you have your foot in two boats
in ke pani kha long pani o mangkhai ni mai lo mo
5 minutes for god and 3 hours for the world
athian tan minit nga dar ka thum khovel tan
that's why we are babies
su wa su lom nau sen kan ni reng
and finally if we live like this we will fall into the river
hetia kanom reng chuan luya
and we can go right into hell
chuan sem mun agat kala
you can't live half for god and half for the world
pathian tan chan ve khovel tan chan ve nun thei lo
the bible says in james chapter 4
bible a zakopa
James chapter 4
bungliya
he says you adulteresses don't you know that friendship James 4 verse 4
bungli changli de zakopa bungli changli
you adulteresses don't you know friendship with the world is hostility towards god whoever wants to be a friend of the world will be the enemy of god
nangni uire te u khovel thian nin hai pathian mel ma ni na ni ti in selvem ni
what a name to call believers
adult to them in godan here for makem
adulteresses he calls them
uirete tinan pawa
how would you like it if somebody called you adulteress
tu tenamo uire pa mo uire nu mo min ti ta se kan duang em
you'll get angry
kan tinari mang
why do you call me adulteress
engatinge uire min ti kan tiang
I'm not calling you
he ma chon ka ko lo chu ka ti lo chu wa
holy spirit
patien sarau tiang limina tien
the holy spirit
pathian sarau thiang hin ngei chuan
turns to believers and says you adulteresses
pathian sarau thiang hin chuan nang ni ui re te u wa ti ni
not everybody
kan vai chuan kan ni lo thei
but those who are wanting to believe in Jesus and are also friendly with the world
lali suwa ring dua khovel lama be thei na nei bok si de ta na ni
who do worldly things in their life and also want to believe in Jesus Christ
hovel khilti du reng sia lali so ring du bok te tan ani heya soini
they are not disciples
isu a zui tu ta kan ni lo
they are just believers
ring tu wan ni mai ring tu sat
they believe they believe but they don't want to follow
rin chuan duwa ma se lali so zui chuan du lo
do you think it is enough that we worship Jesus Christ is that enough
lali so isu a khrista han biak ring wat ya to kin kan sian
no that's not enough
su chuan tok lo ni
Jesus calls us to follow him
lali so hen ama zui tu de ni min ko chua de
the bible reveals that Jesus was god equal with the father from all eternity
bible ne min silangin isu atu pathian tu ka satuan mi ni ti min sila
but though he was god he became a man
pathian ani nain missing alo changa
so there are two things we must remember about Jesus Christ
isu a hian thil pa hi kan thia deng anga apoi mo a
he is god
pathian ni ya
and he is man
missing ani pokani
he is not only god
pathian ani ringot lawa
he is not only man
missing ani ringot bok hek lawa
he is god and he is man
missing ani pathian ani ya missing ani pokani
we must keep these two things in mind always
hey kan sereng turani
because he is god we worship him
pathian ani wa hian ma kan bia
we pray to him
ane na kan trong tra ya
we call him lord
lalpa kan tia
Lord Jesus Christ
lalpa isu kan tia
because he is god
atan su pathian ni diwa ani
But that's not the only thing.
Chu atok mai lo.
He's also man.
Mi sing ani tel boka.
And because he's man, what shall we do?
Mi sing ani bang san ngai kan ti tu le.
We follow him.
Ama kan zui ngai ni.
So there are two things.
Hil pa ni.
Because he's God, we worship him.
Athiar ni ama kan bia.
Because he's man, we can follow him.
Mi sing ani bang in kan zui ya.
If you only worship him.
Ama in bia ringot ani chuan.
Then you only believe he's God.
Athiar ni tin ringani maya.
Then you don't believe that he became a man like us.
Ke mani angin mi khinga lo sang tin ring lo ti na ni.
You know there is this amazing verse in Hebrews chapter 4.
Hebrai bungli akhan lo ani la.
Hebrews chapter 4.
Hebrai bungli
verse 15.
Sang song panga khan.
It says here that we have a high priest who can sympathize with our weakness because he was tempted in all things just like us and he did not sin.
Sang so pa hian pui thiam lal ber kan sak lo na ta min khiat pui thei lo nei kan ni si lo ke ma ni anga kong tin re anga them na tok to sual ro to sual lo nei kan ni zo ke hat hian ni.
Was Jesus tempted like us?
Lali siwa ke ma ni anga pok hian them na tok kem.
What do you think?
Han ngai to ta u.
Very difficult for us with our human understanding to think how was he tempted like us. Now when you read something in the Bible, even if you can't understand it, you must believe it. There are many things we cannot understand but we still believe.
Hiltam takkan siat thiam lo ma se kan rin mai aw mani.
Let me give you an example.
Ayen ti na han soi la.
When we eat our food,
so kan han eya,
this rice that goes into our stomach,
kan soi kan pu pe lut hi,
it's rice.
So an ya hei bu an ya.
But after some weeks and some days, it gets converted into blood and flesh and bones. How is that?
Hey so kan ei enge mo nuwa chuan tak sai lo pai tro ya kan thi sena te kan ti ro la te kan ru ate lo kalta eng ti nge he lo om the.
You put rice and potatoes and chicken into your mouth.
So le alu le ar sa te kan eya,
and it gets converted into blood and flesh and bones.
Ituan kan kisena lokala kan ruwa lokala kan ti khola ta te lokal ala in
sia. That is how our children grow.
He tiang se he ne kan fa ta pon lo chan len.
If you don't give them food they won't grow.
So I te lo ta nan chang lien thei lo ba.
But this food gets converted.
He so hi kan tak satan ai in siam dang lama.
Can you understand it?
In fact hiam em he he om sia.
Oh, the one who is a doctor may be able to understand it.
A doctor the so nan het hiam de lek pon mai the.
But the rest of us, we can't understand it.
A tambet hin kan kan the thiam lo bang.
But even though we don't understand it, we believe it.
Kan the thiam lo nai adikani dikha kan pom maya.
Isn't that right?
Adik lo mai tu tu.
We do not understand but we believe.
Kan the thiam lo nai kan ring maya.
So there are many things in life like that, even if we can't understand we can believe.
Kan nu la poin thil tam tak kan siat thiam lo kan oi mai sio mani.
We read of a rocket that has taken man up to the moon.
In rocket tha din kap kai te po kan siat kha.
When we look at the moon we wonder how did man reach over there.
Tha hian en tai leng tin nge mi thing ken han ken the mai le kan tia.
I can't understand how scientists made a rocket like that.
Scientists haven eng kin nge khita ken tha din ka kai ki po kan siat thiam
pa. But I believe it.
Ma se ka pom maya.
There are many things we know are true even though we can't explain it.
Hil diktam takhi kan fil fiat yam lo bani.
Okay, here is one more thing like that.
Sitiang de lo bok san ta hen hil pakata ma.
Jesus Christ was tempted exactly like you and me.
Isua Krista ka ke ma liang se ken them na to ka.
Why was he tempted like you and me?
Nang le ke ma hen enga te isua khan them na to.
Because he wanted to be an example for us.
Ke mani ta na en to na omadu pa ngani.
Jesus Christ wants to be our leader.
Isu Christ ta en ke mani min shwai tu ni adwa.
So he did not only teach us, he gave us an example. We're talking about true discipleship. You know what it means to be a disciple is to be a follower. In the Old Testament, they never had any examples. Only commandments. You shall not do this. You shall not do that. You must honor your father and mother. You must not commit adultery. Commandments, 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 commandments. But in the New Testament, God has sent from heaven not commandments. What did He send from heaven? He sent His Son to be an example. Now, supposing I want to teach you how to swim. Which is a better way? Supposing I have a blackboard here and I explain on the blackboard how you must move your hands and how you must move your legs. And I draw many diagrams how to move your hands and legs. And I say, now go to the river and swim. How many of you will learn like that? That is one method. Another method is, I say, you come with me to the river. And I jump in. And I say, see how I am swimming?
Now,
you do the same thing I am doing. Now, that is the second method. So, of these two methods, which is the better method? Which is the better one? First one or the second one? The second one. Because the first one is only teaching. The second one is an example. In the Old Testament, they had teaching. That was called the law. And they all failed. In the examination, everybody failed. It was a school where all the students failed. Everybody failed. Not even one person passed. And that will be the result if I teach you swimming on a blackboard, all of you will fail. Jesus came not with just teaching, but to be an example. I praise the Lord that Jesus is not only my God whom I worship, but He is also, He became a man who can be my example. So that I can follow Him. When I am tempted, I can say, Lord Jesus, You were also tempted just like me. And like You overcame, I also want to overcome. Like You were pure, I want to be pure. Like You avoided sin, I want to avoid sin. Like You lived for Your Heavenly Father, I want to live for my Heavenly Father. That is a disciple. A disciple is one who is following Jesus. He reads God's Word and he sees what Jesus was like and he wants to be like Jesus himself. How many of you want to be like Jesus Christ? Now, Not in heaven, but right now.
How
many of you want to overcome Satan like Jesus overcame Satan? Let me give you one example. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. I think we can see in Matthew chapter
4.
Both these chapters talk about the temptations of Jesus. It says in Matthew 4, verse
8,
that the devil took Jesus to a very high mountain
and
showed him all the glory of this world.
And
he said, I will give this to you
if
you will bow down to me. That was a temptation. Jesus said, be gone, Satan, verse 10. You shall only worship the Lord your God. Do you know that the devil tempted Jesus with the glory of this world? What is the glory of this world? One part of it is money. Money and wealth is part of the glory of this world. And the devil tempted Jesus, saying, I will give you the glory of this world if you bow down to me just for a few seconds. Now the devil tempts us also like that. Do you want some thing in this world, he says? You want to make some money? I'll give it to you. The devil says, I'll give it to you. Just bow down to me. What do you mean by bowing down to Satan? He says, just cheat a little bit in your accounts. That is bowing down to Satan. Just give a little bribe to somebody. That is also bowing down to Satan. Just tell a little lie. The devil is the father of all lies. Jesus said that. Satan says, bow down to me. Tell a little lie. Sign a little false statement. Give a little bribe. And I will give you the glory of this world. Jesus said, no. Be gone. I don't want the glory of this world. What do you do? You bow down and get the glory. Are you a disciple of Jesus? No. That is where the name of Jesus is dishonored. So we find following Jesus is a very practical thing. In day-to-day life, it's following Jesus is not just coming to the meeting and singing songs and reading the Bible. It is there in the office, in the home, every day I have to decide to follow Jesus. Let me give you another example. It says when they spat on Jesus' face and they hit him, he never did anything back to them. When somebody spits on your face, are you tempted? Supposing you go down the road and somebody gets angry with you and spits on your face.
tasan chuak khata lo tu de na masil lo chak khum tamai cheu sala.
How will you feel?
Engkin ngai indri ro amang.
And he slaps you and shouts at you.
Alo beng choi mai te an khum cheu engkin ngai niang.
Yeah, you will feel like doing something back.
Di let ben sa kang.
That is temptation.
Tu tu khem na ni.
What did Jesus do when he was tempted?
Yesu khan khem na to khan engkin ngai ti.
The Bible says Jesus was tempted like us.
Bible pa thian thuen Yesu tu kei ma ni ba khem na to khan
ni ti ya. He never did anything back.
Asa eng ma thilet suan ngai lo.
He forgave them.
Ngai da ma.
He blessed them.
Malasoma.
He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Apan thildien thelawani ngai dam ro ti ni.
And the true disciple of Jesus will say the same thing.
Yesu tu tu dik tak suan khat yang khat ti beng.
Lord, I don't want to do anything to them.
Lalpa katilet ve du lave.
Forgive them.
Ngai dam la.
They have insulted me.
Min thoi thena in.
They have spat on my face.
Min beng na in.
Told lies about me.
Do tin min pu na in.
But I will do nothing.
Eng ma katilet ve lava.
Forgive them.
Nalpa ngai dam ro.
That is a disciple of Jesus. Who looks at Jesus example and says, Lord, I want to follow. What did we say yesterday? There is a foundation and a superstructure. The foundation is to believe in Jesus. The superstructure of the building is to follow Jesus. If you believe in Jesus but you don't follow Jesus, you're like a man who's laid the foundation but no house.
Isu Christa in ring ring wata ama in zui si lo chuan in satu alung phum sau da in sat zo the lo ang khai ni dawani.
A church will become strong not when many people believe in Jesus but when many people follow Jesus.
Isu ko han po hi a member tam beten isu ring mai ni lo isu an zui tak tsun alau sak dawani.
It's not with those who believe in him that God is going to raise an army to fight the devil.
Pathian hian a ring tu te chang riwat hian mel ba be turin mi a cher don lawa.
The army of Jesus consists of those who follow him.
Isua Christa si pai cha tak ta su ama zui tu de khan ni.
What did we see in the army of Gideon? Out of 32,000 people, there were only 300.
Gideon ale asipai te paw kan phet kami sing thum le sang he chang han za thum chok chan chuan ni kha.
Who were fit to fight the battle?
Indoutura
in the same way today out of 32,000 believers you may find 300 believers who want to be disciples.
Sitiang de bok chuan ring tu sing thum sang ni jing han isua zui du tak tak za thum sau khanom pon.
So I hope you have understood something this morning about what it means to be a disciple.
Tu kin jing han lali isua zui di om je in siat thiam kare.
Not just receiving things from God.
Athian han changa thil dam ringot lo.
Saying, Lord, I want to follow.
Lalpa nang ma zui cheka dua.
I want to glorify Jesus name on this earth.
Isua mingi he khovel hen ti ro kui ki toy moi ka dua ni.
When the devil tempts me, I want to overcome him just like Jesus overcame.
Setanan min dei poi nang mang pop khan ne ve del ka dua ni.
We'll continue tomorrow morning.
Pak tu zing kan chun som le don nia.
Let's pray.
Chong phai u.
Now while our heads are bowed in prayer.
Hetia kan lu kan tun lai hian.
Say, Lord,
lalpa tila,
I want to follow you.
Nang ma zui chaka dua,
please give me grace.
Nangin sakthamin peang che,
give me strength to follow you.
Nang ma zui turin thahui min pela,
to overcome Satan
hne zel turin.
In Jesus' name,
Isua mingin kandile.
Amen.